All right, a couple more guys back at practice today. Keenan Clayton was back today, and so was Menelik Watson. So it was good to have both those guys back out here. It was our last, kind of full practice before we get ready to play the game against Chicago. So we're looking forward to getting out there and playing on Friday night.
What was Menelik able to do?
We got him a couple reps per period. Just, again, I want to ease him into it. Even though he's missed a lot of time, and he's far behind, because he's missed all of camp. But I want to try to get him. I want to try to make sure he's healthy and get him ready to go. And I won't play him in the game Friday night, and I'll get him ready to play a lot of snaps against Seattle.
Branch out again.
Yeah, Branch was out again today. Probably won't play him in the game.
But Sims would probably sit out.
Sims will probably sit out also. Vance Walker will play. Watson's playing offensive tackle.
Okay.
Coach, what's your... Will Barron go into this at left tackle again?
Yes.
I know you had some injuries during this camp, but did you get some work and some evaluation done, looking back the last 4 weeks?
Yeah, we got a lot of evaluation in this camp. I think it was a good camp. I thought our guys came out here and worked, and I thought we got... I thought we got better, and I thought we got a good evaluation of what we have here in this camp right now, and we're going to continue to do everything we can to try to improve this football team. So it was good camp. We're ready to break and get back to Alameda and get back to the kind of a little bit more of a normal everyday type of routine.
At day one, you talked about instilling this tone of physicality of the competition and everything that they do. Do you think that the players really bought into that over the course of the 4 weeks?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think when you watch practice, I thought the guys competed. I thought they worked extremely hard. I thought there was days, obviously, where, one side of the ball got the better of the other, and that's the way you want it. You don't want it to be totally one-sided. And that's our goal. Our goal is to continue to go out and improve every day. And it's a long season. And we got to just focus on one day at a time and getting better every day.
What did you guys see in Chance Thomas that made you want to bring?
Well, I mean, obviously with JT having experience with him from Stanford, that was an obvious plus. I think he's got some power, some strength. Does a pretty good job as an on the line of scrimmage linebacker, setting edges and doing stuff like that. So, he was a guy that we felt like could come in, learn the system pretty quickly. And really be thrown into the fire, fairly quickly.
About half the NFL goes away for training camp, half stays home. What are the benefits of going away, especially at a facility like this one?
Well, number one, I mean, I don't know that there's a better place to have training camp than right here in Napa. I mean, I think, when you take all things into consideration, I think it's a great environment for our group. I think the thing you really benefit from is I think guys get a chance to get away from everything else, get away from all the other distractions, and really come together as a football team. And from a mental aspect of being able to go through the grind of training camp and being right here together, I think that's a positive.
How's the line responded to Jared's loss in terms of pulling together, and how close are you to being able to sort that out?
Well, I think every day we get a little closer to being able to sort it out, it's like having a 500-piece jigsaw puzzle and you're trying to fit those pieces together. And, the longer you work at it, the longer you look at it, the easier it is to put those pieces into place. So I think we're getting closer to figuring that out. And I think the offensive line's responded positively. Obviously, the loss of a player like Jared is tough to replace. But that's the nature of this business. And I think those guys understand that somebody else has to step up, not just in the offensive line, but other players on the offense. And the defense has to step up.
You think they'll still be looking at other tackles as they become available? Or?
Yeah, I mean, really it's no different than it is, on a day-to-day basis. I mean, that's the nature of the business in the NFL. You're always looking for ways to improve your football team. So yeah, we're going to continue to watch and see, what comes across the waiver wire and what else is out there. And if there's somebody that we feel like gives us a better chance, then we'll make those moves.
What are you looking to see out of Hayden?
I just want to see him play football. You know, it's been a while since he's really had an opportunity to go out and play real football. And so I'm looking forward to watching him. He's done some really good things in this camp. He's got exceptional cover skills. You know, I think everybody's anxious to see, you know, when he gets his first real live contact. So I'm excited for him. I think he's excited. It's a great opportunity for him, and I think we're all looking forward to it.
The rookie draft class overall, like what we've seen.
Yeah, I've been pleased. I think really from top to bottom, I think we brought in some talented players. I think they've all made progress throughout this camp. They still got a long way to go. They still got a lot of improving that they got to do. And the fortunate thing for us is that we still got two preseason games to really evaluate them and see if they're worthy to be on the team.
Did you watch the rookie show? Do they have any talent in that regard?
They were terrible. Yeah. In 12 years of NFL football, it's the worst rookie show I've seen. Couple good skits. Okay. DJ's got a little talent. C.O. Moore's got a little bit of talent, but overall very disappointed. I'm glad we're not evaluating them on their, you know, rookie show ability.
With Jared out, are you still a power gap team, or do you alter the scheme a little bit? Or,
Well, I think that's part of what we're working through a little bit. You know, I don't think we're going to change the philosophy or the mindset of what we're going to be as a football team. But obviously, you got to. When you lose a player of that caliber, you got to make adjustments. You got to make changes. So we'll evaluate that as we continue to go on. But I don't see the overall philosophy of what we want to be changing.
Still too soon to know whether he will go on the week list that we'll put him out.
Yeah, we really still got a couple weeks before we got to make that decision. So we're really trying to, you know, get a good feel over the next couple weeks how the rehab process is going. When we expect that he would be back for, you know, full action and game action. So I don't think we're ready to make that decision yet.
Coach, last year Rod Streeter was a guy, undrafted guy, came in and made an impact, made the football team, made a lot of plays. You see anybody this year undrafted?
Well, I don't know that anybody's just really jumped out at me like Rod Streeter did last year. You know, but I do think that there's some guys that have come in and done a nice job, and I've seen some improvement, and I see some guys that, you know, obviously potentially down the road could be good football players for us. So that's always a process that you go through, and I think Reggie and his guys do a great job of evaluating those guys and trying to bring guys in, you know, from an undrafted standpoint that, you know, have the potential to help this football team.
Work did McGloin and Wilson get this week, and has that order changed at all as far as the 3 and 4?
Nothing's changed with the order. They didn't get nearly as much work this week because we were a little bit more in a regular season mode. I would anticipate that they'll probably get a little bit more work next week.
With the fact that everything's kind of settled with all the depth chart and everything going into this game, would you say that there's a, compared to what you've experienced in the past, there's a lot more positions that are like not only up for grab, but a lot of players that could make or break whether they make this team in this next game?
I don't think there's any question that there's these next couple of weeks are make or break games for a lot of guys, veterans and young players. There's still a lot of positions on this team that we haven't totally made up our mind exactly who those guys are going to be, and let's be honest, you know, these guys aren't just competing against the 90 guys that are in this camp. You know, they're competing against everybody that's on these rosters on the 31 other football teams in the National Football League. So, you know, I think this is a critical time for all these guys.
More questions, guys?
Is Barnes an option at left tackle, or is he like him where he's at on the right side?
Well, I think we'll talk about it. We'll look at it. I feel comfortable with where he's at on the right side. So, you know, anything's possible, but I don't really anticipate a change there.
Any setbacks with Murray or Kreiner?
Kreiner, no setbacks. Latavius Murray had his ankle scoped the other day, so we'll find out, you know, where we go from here on him.
Anything more, guys? Thank you.
Thank you, Coach.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.